Good afternoon, Tampa Bay and around the world. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. It's usually beautiful around here, but not always. Pastor Jim is with me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, here live in the studio. And you're chuckling like I am about the comment about beautiful downtown Clearwater. Rain? Can we say rain?
Well, we can say a lot of rain.
It's been a little crazy, hasn't it, brother?
I think we need to follow in Noah's footsteps.
Wow. I tell you, I know there's crazy things happening in the weather around the world, it seems like. You know, every time we turn around, there's something going on somewhere. From fires to floods to... And we had a lot of flooding here the other night, and we've had a lot of rain in the last few weeks, haven't we, Pastor Jim?
Yes, we have. But it's just we're way above our average for the month, and this is September's normally a drier month in Florida.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Not this year. But, you know, spiritually speaking, the rain of the Spirit of God is the flow of the Holy Spirit coming down on us, and I tell you what, there's an awful lot of people that are feeling the presence of God in greater measure than we have for a long time. I'm one of those. I believe you are, but I'll let you speak for yourself.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's just, it's almost, and I said it before when we had some things going on in the church.
Right.
I feel like we're standing just on the edge of something.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Right.
Like something big is about to break.
Right. And it is. It is. And it's such a joy to be able to share the Word of God with our listeners week after week on this radio station. This is our eighth year, Pastor Jim. You've been a part of the radio ministry and my associate pastor for a few years now. And I'm just so grateful for you. You're a man of God that loves the Word just like I do. And we both came from Indiana.
Yes, we did.
And oddly enough, listening audience, we both went to the same university, Ball State University, and graduated from there and didn't know each other because...
There's a couple of years
difference. Yeah, there's a couple of years difference. So anyway, but still, we're good old Indiana folks, aren't we?
Yes,
so,
we are.
Absolutely. So God is moving in our ministry. God is doing a lot of different things. We have embarked on a new radio show, not besides this one. We are retaining this one, keeping this one, excited about this one as always. But we've started a new one on Thursday nights, which we will talk more about that probably later. But it comes on drive time, 6 p.m. Actually, I think it starts at 6:06 on Thursday nights. That's the technical time during drive time from 6 to 7. And it's a counseling show, and counseling's been a part of our ministry for quite a while, hasn't it?
Ever since I've been coming.
Right.
And I know even before that.
Right. It really has, and it's an important, integral part of our ministry because counseling helps people let out their feelings and their issues, and we, you and I, as we counsel, and then, of course, Angel, Dr. Falzoni, our whole goal is to constantly give the Word of God and God's answer for people's problems, isn't it?
Well, and to quote the old Andre Crouch song.
Oh, which one?
Jesus is the answer.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Ultimately,
yes.
No matter what the issue, ultimately Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
The word is the answer.
The word is the answer. Absolutely. And, you know, with that said, it's just a joy to be able to teach the word. Now, on Thursday nights, this is a counseling show. And on Thursday nights, I use my other persona, Pastor Jim,
yes,
which is Mama Mac, M-A-M-A-M-A-C. And because that's what my family calls me, my kids and grandkids.
Sorry, I had visions of old McDonald.
Old there. McDonald, yeah. Mama Mac, yeah.
M-A-M-A-Mac.
Right, M-A-M-A-Mac, that's right. And so that show is entitled Go Yard, because Go Yard is a new term. We hear it on Baseball Tonight all the time. Even though baseball season is now going into the playoffs, etc., Go Yard means hit a home run. So our goal on this show on Thursday nights is to offer you advice, to offer you teaching and training on life's issues so that you learn how to hit a home run instead of strike out. You want to tell them the first topic we're covering here, and we've had two shows already.
Domestic abuse, domestic violence.
Yes. How important is that, PJ?
It's very important because so much of it goes unreported.
Right.
Because of a number of issues, fear, shame, whatever.
Right, sure.
And it can occur in any relationship, not just a marriage.
Right.
Certainly not just a marriage. It can occur between partners, girlfriend, boyfriend,
sure,
whatever the combination happens to be, it
right,
can occur.
And families. There's
family abuse, yeah.
And if you missed the first two shows of Go Yard, go to this radio station's website, which is tantalk1340.com. Go to the program schedule. Go down to actually our show here, the Sunday show, Living the Good Life, and you'll find both shows of Go Yard there. Hopefully this week we'll have our own page there. Since this is a brand new show, it takes time to get it set up. So we will have our own page, and you will be able to just go to program schedule and go to Go Yard and hear the past shows. It would be a good thing for you to catch up on these first two shows we've had, because they're going to feed right into show three, which is this Thursday at 6:06 on this radio station. We're excited about that. PJ, you just looked at the music schedule I had planned for today, and you said you really liked it. You want to introduce this first song?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite hymns, and it's On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, which is, well, what can you say? Jesus Christ is the rock,
amen,
of our salvation.
Amen.
He is our rock and our refuge. There's no better place to stand, no firmer a foundation,
right,
than to stand on Jesus.
Amen. And this one is done by, it's an arrangement done by Michael W. Smith, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm sure it's going to be a barn burner, as we would say in Indiana.
And what does that mean for our Indiana connection?
So I have to translate?
Yeah, barn burner.
Just great, wonderful, exciting.
Yeah, here we go. Listen to this. On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh,
Wow, I love that. What a great song. Michael W. Smith. Megan, are you on?
I'm on. Hi, you and hi, TJ.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, that's great. Our phones are working this week. We had some issues last week. Megan, welcome to the show. And you and your hubby, Ben, have been out going up to Purdue, I hear, right?
We did. We had a little, had a 75th anniversary for the Carey Quad, where Ben was in student housing.
Oh, cool.
And got to travel up with his roommate and his wonderful wife and had some reminiscing and
Wow.
a very yummy breakfast. It was very nice.
That's great. All right. Purdue's a good university up there in Indiana land.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Listen
yeah,
to him.
Ball staters.
I know. We are ball staters here. We have the internet today up in front of Pastor Jim in here in the studio. And if you'd like to write a comment or a question, you will be able to do that straight to the computer right in front of him. Pastor@bohmglobal.com. That is my email address, and it's the one we use for this show. And, of course, anytime you want to reach me, that's the easiest way to do it. Pastor@bohmglobal.com. So the internet is up. Great day here. It's kind of iffy on the weather. What's going on up in your way, Megan?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's probably a lot like Florida weather up here. It's 85 degrees.
Okay.
Holy cow.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's
okay.
Hot. It's a hot one.
All
but
right.
It's sunny, so we can't complain.
There you go. Got the sun out. Well, the sunshine of Jesus is going to shine here in the next couple
Amen.
Hours in this show. We're going to Mark chapter 3, starting with verse 1. Then he went in the meeting place. He went back in the meeting place. This is Jesus, where he found a man with a crippled hand. The Pharisees had their eyes on Jesus to see if he would heal him, hoping to catch him in a Sabbath infraction. He said to the man with the crippled hand, "Stand here where we can see you." Boy, this wasn't done in the dark. This was done plain right out visible for everybody to see. And before we discuss this little few verses here, what we're talking about today is continuing on with our series, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Now, this is talking about Jesus, who said that very thing in John chapter 10. And we'll go back to John 10 later. But this whole show, again, carries on with our theme of learning to hear the voice of God clearly. Now, there's a lot of voices that try to enter in our lives and cause confusion, cause us to not hear God's voice correctly, or cause us just to question who we're hearing. Is this God? Is this not? What's going on? Why did I hear this down in my heart? So Megan and Pastor Jim, we are going to do some clarification today on how to hear from God and some of the hindrances that keep us from hearing God's voice clearly. So we're going to start with this little verse section of scripture. If you just joined our show, we're on Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. And we are now ready for verse 4. Then he spoke to the people. This is Jesus. What kind of action suits the Sabbath best? Doing good or doing evil? Now that is a very good question right there. God is never going to tell you to do something evil. Okay? God is not going to lead you down a path to trip you up. And I believe, Pastor Jim, there are people who think that God's always trying to test them and trip them up and cause them to make mistakes, and they blame God for all kinds of stuff.
Oh, of course, because it's easier to blame God than to take responsibility.
There you go.
For something that you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you do certain things health-wise. You eat really poorly, you get diabetes.
Right.
Don't blame God for that. It was your own diet.
Right.
You know, I mean, take responsibility
sure.
for it, you know, and I know, you know, that's important because, you know, people will say, well, God did this and God did that. Well, probably not.
God does not have any cancer. He
no.
does not put disease on people. Megan, speak to this, will you? Because we hear people say, well, God just got me down in bed for punishing me because I just didn't have much faith or something crazy like that. You want to comment on that, Meg?
Sure. You know, I could look at it, my son that just passed away in April.
Yes.
I could say,
yes.
God made him have CDH. No,
right.
he didn't.
Right.
It was a run-of-the-mill thing. It was just something that happened. God did not do that to me to punish me for anything that I've done.
Amen.
Amen. And go ahead. Go ahead.
That's where people need to learn maturity. And what I mean by that is if you know God's true nature, you're going to have a maturity level that will teach you and make you realize that putting the blame on something else, such as God or another person, is not a mature thing to do because, you know, if you are the cause of the situation, then the only person you have to blame is yourself.
There you go. And maturity, and you're the youngest of us. That's good.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right, Megan. And don't you find that people do that? Why did God do this? Especially when there's a tragedy like what you and Ben have just gone through.
Absolutely. And I still ask him of that question, why did this go on? Because,
right.
You know, it's something I want to know. It's like it's to draw me closer to God. And it's to teach me about his nature, that even though something occurred that was absolutely horrible in our family, he was still right there beside us, mm-hmm. comforting us, not trying to punish us for something. And that's where we
Amen.
Need to help people through this radio show, is understand God's true nature, that God is not vindictive.
Amen.
He wants to love us, and he wants to take care of us.
Amen. And if you are taking notes, and we encourage you to do that, unless you're driving down the road, then don't.
No, don't.
But if you're taking notes, Megan just made a very good first point here. God wants to teach you his nature. Therefore, it's important that we learn to distinguish the voices that come at us. Is this from God, or is this from the devil who is trying to trip me up? Or is this from people around me who maybe are jealous of me and want me to suffer? And sometimes people say unkind things, don't they, Pastor Jim, just to throw us off and make us question, you know?
Well, and we see that here.
Yes, go ahead.
We see that in these scriptures. I mean, people will say things to us to get us off balance,
right.
to make us retreat, to shut us up.
Right. Cause us to doubt,
yeah.
be afraid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, I have a friend, a former coworker that we're friends on Facebook, and we're just kind of at opposite ends. But, I mean, he's like atheist, and you know me, I'm like off the other side completely.
All about
and
God.
Yet, yeah. But we were always able to have a civil discussion. I mean, it's not that we put, you know, we didn't get nasty, didn't put each other down.
Sure.
Some people aren't like that,
right.
though. I mean, you know, they'll humiliate you.
Right.
Or try to humiliate you. But, you know, Jesus said, blessed are you.
Right.
When men revile you and persecute you and utter all things against you falsely.
Exactly.
You know, we're blessed because of that. And sometimes we're, you know, we need to remember, Jesus said, I'm blessed, not bitter.
Right. There you go. And so often people are used by God to teach us a principle,
yes.
even though they may have a wrong motive. Megan, you want to speak to that? Sometimes their motives are not so cool.
No, they're not. And they may seem to have a good motive. But then when you end up being hurt, you realize that their motive wasn't as it had appeared. And
right.
that's when you realize that, oh, that was the devil trying to get me to go down the wrong path. And that's when, if you're hearing the Savior's voice, you'll recognize that motive immediately.
Exactly.
And I have been in those situations many times, and sometimes it takes a little while, and sometimes it's immediate.
Right.
But that's where we get the deciphering of the Holy Spirit, is to recognize those things so that we don't go down those paths.
Oh, mm-hmm. amen. And looking at verse 4 of Mark 3 here, Jesus speaks to the people and he says, what kind of action suits the Sabbath best? Doing good or doing evil? Helping people or leaving them helpless? Now, no one says a word, and he looks them in the eye one after another. And now Jesus is angry. You know, people, Jesus did get angry. He did. And here's an example. And he was furious at what? Not at the people, at their attitude of what, PJ? You can finish that.
Oh, well, their attitude
reading
of
that verse.
Their attitude of unbelief.
Yes.
The hardness. It says.
Yes, hardness.
He was grieved for the hardness in their hearts.
Yes, amen.
And you know that's sad.
Right.
That there is that hardness. in their hearts. And what they did, they put their tradition.
That's it.
Before the Word of God.
Yes.
You know, they had their traditions, which is, you know, God said, don't do any work on the Sabbath. Healing isn't exactly work, but yet they had so surrounded that law with all the oral tradition. That's why Jesus said here, all right, is it, which, you know, which is legal? Do good, do evil on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
And that's why they couldn't answer, because he got, he cut through all their religious tradition, got back to the heart of the word. And the word says nothing about healing on, you know, not, you know, that it's a sin to heal on the Sabbath.
Right. It does not say that. But they had just kind of worked that up. And really, they were looking for some reason to accuse Jesus and to point out that he was doing something wrong, which is, of course, the work of the devil's continually trying to point out that we have messed up. We have done something wrong. Put condemnation on us. I love verse 5 and 6 of Mark 3. He looked them in the eye, meaning Jesus, one after another. Now he's angry, furious at their hard-nosed religion. Hard-nosed religion. I'm going to come back to you, Megan, on that in a minute. He said to the man, hold out your hand. Jesus went right ahead, and what did he do? He did something good. He healed. He held it out. It was as good as new. The Pharisees got out as fast as they could. They were sputtering about how they would join forces with Herod's followers and ruin him, Jesus. In other words, Jesus dared to do what he felt led to do by his father, and it made the Pharisees so angry. Talk to me, Megan.
Oh, you know, that is just It totally blows my mind, because you talk about having a hardened heart.
Right.
And that is so true even now. I mean, I think it's even worse, because everybody is looking at the other person and looking for their sin.
Right.
They're not looking for the good. They're not trying to bring out the good in people. They're trying to bring out the bad.
They're judgmental. Judgmental.
Exactly. Which is the total opposite of God's nature.
Right.
And I love it that Jesus told them that, you know, it's like, this is not a sin to heal someone. This is not going to break the law.
Right.
Because healing someone is a blessing.
Amen. It's a good thing.
Exactly. And it brings joy to the Father to heal his children.
Amen.
And it's just, it's totally amazing to so many, you know, thousands of years ago that this occurred, that it still rings true today, that we still can be, our hearts can be so hard that we can't look past something new.
Right. Exactly. Go with that, Pastor Jim, because this is about hard-hearted people, right? Even though they were religious.
Well, and I like what you said, Megan, because we just started doing something new at Beacon, meeting on Friday nights.
Amen.
And there was some resistance.
Sure.
And it, kind of that same thing. Well, it's tradition to meet on Sunday morning and Wednesday nights. Okay, but I don't see in the Bible where it says you got to do that.
No.
but it's become conditioned, and you know, some people were a little resistant at first. I think everybody's fine with it now.
Right.
But there was kind of that resistance, that kind of hard nose. And we do the same thing with other things, especially in church. I mean, if you got up and preached a sermon first before we did the music, people would probably just be beside themselves.
But, you know, I've done that many times in Indiana. I don't know if you remember, Megan, as a child in my church up there, but there were many times I would preach first and then we'd worship. That, you may not remember, you were pretty little, but what he's saying is anytime we go against the accustomed way of doing something, there is something in human nature that says, wait a minute, that's not right. And they think it's not of God, although God continually tries to get us to think outside the box, you know?
Well, and how many times in the Bible does he say, behold, I'm doing something new?
Exactly.
Not, behold, I'm doing something traditional.
Yeah, behold, I'm doing the same old thing. And I hope you guys haven't noticed it's the same old, you know? That's good. Megan, comment on that. Behold, I'm doing something new. Praise God. Healing on the Sabbath. Wow.
Amen. It's like he did something totally radical.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like when pastors or people of of followers of the Lord, when they hear the Lord's voice, they have to obey.
Amen.
And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you throw off the bulletin that you handed out before you come into service that, oh, my gosh, she's preaching before we praise. And it's like, you know, it's okay. Because
right.
I'm going to tell you what, in today's day and age, us humans are going to have to be knocked around a little to get our attention.
Whoa. Pastor Jim is shaking his head big time on this one, Megan.
We are so focused on a regimented schedule that if anything is thrown off course, we just totally lose control.
And then we think it's not God. We think it's, oh,
exactly.
What are they doing, you know?
Exactly. It's like, oh, that's just radical. That's crazy. Well, you know what? He's trying to get your attention. And it's perfectly fine when tradition is changed because, you know, we're all the human nature is still the same. We can't stand to do something different. But different is good.
Right.
And just like that day when he was getting ready to heal that gentleman's hand, Jesus was getting ready to do something different. He was getting ready to technically break the law.
according to what they thought was the law.
Yeah, according to their hard-nosed religion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Good point. Pastor Jim, take it with that. Woo, that's good, Meg.
Very good. Very good. And, yeah, I mean, and I can be rigid. I'm the first to admit that. I mean, I can, you know.